You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in through Facebook. You can find us on Facebook if you just search out Dom with an M and Jeremy. And become friends of ours. So Jeremy posts a lot of really entertaining, fun stuff on there anyway. Plus, it could be your pipeline to get through to us. Now, this guy, we're going to respect his request to not use his name, and you'll know why here in just a second. So let's just call him Ryan so we can give him a name. Dom and Jeremy, how long do you have to wait after someone has broken up with another person before you make a move? I'm going to let that sink in for just a second.
Let it stew.
How long do you have to wait after someone has broken up with another person before you make a move? He says, I've had a total crush on someone for like 2 years, but she's been in a relationship the whole time with a guy I thought was a scumbag. I heard they broke up, and I want to swoop in and ask her out before someone else does. She's like a 10 in every way, so she might not stay single for long. But I also don't want to be insensitive to her needing to get over someone. Or she may not want to be in a relationship for a while. What's the right thing to do? I certainly don't want to get moved into the friend zone.
Oh, Ryan.
Thanks for your opinions on this. Oh, we've got opinions. He says no name, please. Let's just say Ryan. So apparently, and let me condense this down, he's got the hots for somebody who's been in a relationship. They just broke up. Now he wants to pounce.
I'm glad he said that she's a 10. Because I did not want to sound like a jerk with my first observation.
Which was?
It depends on how hot they are.
Why?
That's the faster they'll get scooped up, I think. And more people will pounce.
Well, maybe she has a discerning taste, though.
Maybe. We don't know. It also depends on how long they were together. Was it a long-term relationship?
Well, he says that he's had a crush on her for like 2 years, and she's been in a relationship the whole time with a guy.
Okay,
so at least a couple of years.
Then that's long-term, so then you may want to tiptoe around that, not be too quick. But third, was she fighting with this person publicly, her former boyfriend? Like, did everybody know that things were on the rocks? Could you tell by Facebook posts? Because that means she's been checked out maybe for 6-7 months, and she is then ready to pounce. Or was this sudden?
And wouldn't you also agree that it depends on whether or not she was the dumper or the dumpee?
Sure.
Because the dumpee might be super sad and not want to even think about going out with somebody else while they mourn or grieve, but if you're the dumper, as you just pointed out, they may have checked out a while ago. So Ryan might have to do some intel. He might have to do a little of
a little recon.
He's going to do some recon on this.
Scroll through some old Facebooks.
Whom?
Talk to friends. Talk to family. Bring one of those little spiral notebooks. You can take notes. Sit outside of her house. She'll love that.
Boy.
There's so many scenarios for this guy. There is no blanket go for it or hold back. There really isn't. I would tend to lean towards the go for it right off the bat, though. Don't hold back. Don't wait. Give it a week and then go for it.
Make a move. See, I don't think so. Because I think it's always, even if you've dumped someone or been the dumpee, it's still an open wound. And just to have somebody immediately like, oh, you broke up? Good, let's go out. I mean, I would be put off by that.
You couch it as, let's go catch up. Let me take you out. You've been through a lot.
She's not naive.
Slowly make the
move. She's
going to
know what he's doing.
Slowly get in there. This whole thing's confusing to me because I have never been broken up with. Like, I've always done the breaking up, so I don't know. And then with Nick Nack, she was still with somebody, and I made the move. So it's like, that's why I'm full on, like, go for it, man.
I want to open up the phones on this because this is an interesting question. Ryan needs your help. We want to know what our listeners think about this. Five calls says it all, which means don't wait for somebody else to call us. We want you to grab your phone right now. Call 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This could work either direction in terms of gender also. I mean, this sure. story could just as easily have been a woman writing in saying, I've really had the hots for this guy. He just broke up with his girlfriend. Do I make a move? I mean, it could go either way. But what would you do? Do you think you have to wait and let somebody mourn and grieve? Or do you go ahead and put in your put in your order now?
Take a number, yeah.
Right now we're doing What's Your Problem? It's a five-call says it all. We had our five calls. We had three guys and two women. And I liked that breakdown on this. But one of the ladies hung up, so we need another woman to call right now and vote on this. 303-691-1649. Ryan wrote in, he's had the hots for someone for, quote, like 2 years. She's been in a relationship the whole time. Now she is broken up with that guy. We don't know who did the breaking up. And Ryan's question is, do I swoop in and make a move now before somebody scoops her up, or do I have to wait? God, he makes her sound like she's a piece of property or something. It's like,
well, he's just in love, Dom. That's all. He's in love. He's Twitter pated.
You know, I can't wait to get to the female perspective on this. There might be some women saying, you know what? She doesn't want another stinky guy right now. Just cool your jets, Ryan. Or maybe not. I don't know. No. Corey, you get the first vote. What do you think?
Go for it. Definitely.
Why?
Whoa.
I think that if it's right, it's going to be right, and it works. Doesn't matter if you're coming out of a relationship or not. If the two personalities are right for each other, then it's go time.
What if she right away somebody else swoops in and makes the move, and Ryan misses out yet again? You know, really?
It could easily happen.
It
but,
could.
I mean, you
totally
gotta
happen.
You gotta put yourself out there and go for it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called us, and I hope you have a great day. All right.
You guys too. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Here comes Jeff. Jeff, what do you think?
He should go for it.
Look at Jeff looking for love.
Well, I first of all, I agree with Jeremy. She's a perfect 10. There's going to be other men waiting to pounce on her already. And I think he should just tell her exactly how he feels. And I think the best strategy to use is to just read her the letter that he wrote to you all. It was beautifully written. And after she gets that information, she should be allowed to make up her own mind and react to it however she wants to.
Well, of course
like
she will
that.
Make up her
or
own
send
mind.
Send her this podcast.
But that's an intro. The podcast.
Send her the podcast. Make it really easy on him.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. To send her a mm-hmm. copy of the podcast of this and say, this was me talking about you. And
yep.
she might go,
absolutely.
Creeper.
You did
Jeff,
what?
Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a fun day.
Bye,
okay?
Jeff.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. One more guy, and then we're going to have the women sound off. Dustin, what do you think?
I say go for it.
There you go. Look at all these confident guys calling.
Unanimous
in.
For the dudes.
They're confident.
To go for it. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that.
Yes, you should go for it.
What are you basing this on, Dustin?
I have to base this on personal experience. My wife's a 10 out of 10, and I asked her out on a date 5 minutes after leaving a Bumble date when I found out she was with someone for multiple years.
So within 5 minutes of finding out she had just broken up with someone, you asked her out?
Absolutely.
You made the move. And now they're married.
It's a success story.
And she's a 10.
I can't poo-poo that.
Can you send us a picture of her?
Hey, settle
down. Absolutely not. Sorry, guys.
Dustin, have a great day, man.
Bye,
Thanks
Dustin.
For calling in.
See you, buddy.
All right, now I want to see what Lori says. Lori, what all do you right. think?
He's going to go for it.
Well, look at you, Lori.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I was in the same situation, and, you know, I didn't, it was his persistence that paid off. I still went on dates, but he was still there, kept asking, kept, you know, he hung around, and we've been married for 12 years.
You finally gave him a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he won.
He did.
How did he woo you? Like, what was his strategy?
You know what? He was so nice and so respectful of where I had been in the relationship. I was 20 years into a relationship.
Wow.
And he just kept being my friend. And you know what? That just was very endearing. And he kept hanging around. And I thought, you know what? He's not a bad guy.
I might give this guy a chance.
Now
look at that. Now look, you're happily married, making out all the time.
This guy wins the patience award to wait so many years.
Well, then Ryan just needs a taste of this patience. Like, go pursue her, but just go tread lightly, you know?
Right. And even if she says no or I can't do this, keep swooping in. Keep hanging around.
Well, some people refer to that as stalking. So, I mean, we've got to be careful here. If she says, I am not interested, he needs to...
Well, I think there's a difference, like asking her out or going to do things versus peering through her windows.
Well, it doesn't have to be that extreme.
He actually became my friend first.
Yeah, but there's that whole thing about not wanting to... And even Ryan said, I don't want to get moved into the friend zone because that's really difficult generally to get out of. There are exceptions, but once usually you're labeled a friend, that's tough.
Well, but then if you see where your other relations have been and you keep going in the same direction, then nothing's going to change. So you kind of got to give that other side a chance.
Lori, I am glad you called, and I'm glad you have a success story. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye,
appreciate
Lori.
It very much. All right, and the last word on this is Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think? So far, it's unanimous that he should go for it, but what do you think?
I'm going to be the oddball out here. I honestly think that he should express interest in her, and he should, you know, maybe tell her, you know, I've had this interest in you for all these years, and But I think that he should also be respectful in the fact that obviously they've been in this relationship for 2 years, and women take things a lot more emotionally than men do usually. And so I think she's probably in a different headspace than he is about the situation.
That's what I think.
Although I think it's okay that he says, you know, hey, I'm interested in you. When you're ready, if you think of me like that, let's give it a shot. I think that at least as far as like asking her out and like moving all the way, I think he should kind of pump the brakes.
I think it all comes down to what you just said, the line of when you're ready.
Yeah.
When you're ready, I'm here and I would love to go out with you.
That's perfect, actually.
That's
pretty
smooth.
You know what? And he can even if he couches it as, you know, I'm sure you're going through a difficult time right now and I don't want to intrude, but I just wanted to say this. And when you're ready and you feel open to something like that, give me a call.
And then start crying. And then cry.
Then you don't seem needy.
And hold a puppy when you're doing it, too. Mm-hmm. Cry, hold a puppy, and tell her.
And recite lyrics to a song to her. And
it's going to be perfect.
Sarah?
Exactly.
I think you brought this home perfectly. Thank you for your call.
Have a good morning.
Bye, Sarah.
Right. In a way, though, Sarah said to go for it. I mean, in a way, because she said, do reach out and do tell her how you feel. That is still kind of going for it.
Just not right away, I guess.
Even though you're adding the disclaimer, you know, this doesn't have to be right now.
When you're ready, just use the proper your.
Ryan, we know you're listening and whatever, you know, well, we know your real name because we saw it on Facebook, but... there's the advice from Dom and Jeremy listeners. We would appreciate a follow-up. I'm going to make a note on this. We need a follow-up.
Good luck, buddy.
How long should I wait to do a follow-up with him?
A couple weeks, I guess. Oh, he's stressing right now. Poor guy. He is so stressing.
He's sweating, probably.